It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1. Have you ever caught someone lying when they canceled plans? So these friends are having an issue where they planned a ski trip. One bailed because of a family emergency and asked for her $600 back.
Mm-hmm.
The friend who bailed said grandma was in the hospital, but was caught lying when she posted a picture from the beach with her boyfriend.
Oh, what a dummy.
Yeah. Okay. If you're going to lie to get out of work, to get out of plans, you don't post.
No.
That is rule number one.
Yeah, exactly. Dummy.
No social media. That you are incriminating yourself.
Yep. Just can't help it.
But I also feel really strongly about this. Don't lie. Like,
yep.
Don't lie.
No, just...
And especially about a family emergency, because that's bad karma.
Totally.
Right?
Like, no one's
don't
sick.
Put that out there.
No. No.
Because it's also just, I don't know, there are people who have really tough family stuff going on.
Yeah. And then what happens when your grandmother does get sick?
Right. And then they're not going to believe you. It's
right.
Like crying wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Okay, so they were on a ski trip.
Yeah.
She bails.
So now the woman's saying, look, you bailed, you lied, I'm not giving you your money back. Because it was her portion of the Airbnb.
Yeah. Oh.
So,
okay.
Which is pretty crappy. Like, think about this. They planned together.
Okay.
They were all splitting the cost of mm-hmm. the Airbnb. And then one friend says, I can't go now, my grandma's in the hospital. And she wants her $600 back. But then it turns out grandma wasn't in the hospital. She just wanted to go to the beach vacation instead.
Oh.
Yeah. So now she wants the money back because she didn't go on the trip, but she committed to it in the first place.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty crappy.
Oh, that's really crappy. You're screwing your friends over so you can just go to the beach.
Because you change your mind?
And so now you're going to cost me an extra $200 or $300.
And a lot of us have that friend.
Yep.
Who is terrible at committing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, they bail.
Yep.
Or they won't commit until the last minute.
Ooh.
And they're the type of people who, if something better comes along, that's what they'll want to do. You know?
That really
bugs me.
Oh, that's bad.
You know? So 79 Coast, anyone else want to rat out a friend who lied?
Yeah, right.
792-6278. That's why, like, if there's ever a time that, you know, we decide we don't want to do something,
yeah,
Tim will say, oh, tell him this or whatever, and I'm like, no, I'm just gonna say we can't make it.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to.
Yep.
It's so much better to just tell the truth and say, you know, it's just not our thing.
That's why I always say, like, your 40s, something changed in my 40s. I used to be the same way and say, oh, I'll come up with some excuse. Or, you know, and now I'm the same way. It's just like...
It's like people pleasing.
Yes,
it's
it
like,
is.
It's like you're
it
addicted to...
It comes from a good place. Like, you don't want to hurt their feelings place.
But, and I think when you're in your 40s, you realize that by lying, you might be hurting their feelings worse.
Yeah, and that's where Tim comes from. He doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Right.
He doesn't want to let anybody down. But it's really just being like, I don't want to go. Like, at this point in my life, I think people... I just say to people, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah,
I just don't want to go. I'm tired. I've done this and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. man. Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Had a coworker call out for a sick kid and then sent us a photo of them and their boyfriend, and it was stamped for the same day. Like, that's how you can get caught nowadays, is photos have metadata.
Yeah.
Often shows, if you text it, it's not just the picture, it's the other data.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
And you can say, that's interesting. This photo was taken the same day that you said you had a sick kid at home and couldn't come to work.
Oh, man.
Someone texted... we also have a friend like that. Every year we invite them to Katahdin and they say yes. But as we get closer, they change their minds or something comes up. I'm not inviting them anymore after 5 years of doing this.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I guess Kelly's not going to Katahdin.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't invite me. Or invite me, and I'm just not going to hike. I'll be at the spot. I'll make your lunch. I'll make your appetizers. I'll make a delicious breakfast, but I'm not going hiking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people... So, I think the other part of it is the people-pleasing. You want to say yes.
Yeah.
People have a hard time saying no.
Yep.
Like, it's so much better in life when you just say no.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I've started to do recently, like I would always over explain why not.
Yep.
I'll just say, no, I can't make it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't have to explain why.
Nope.
You know?
No.
And it could be because I don't want to. I'm not going to say that because that's kind of mean.
Right.
But, you know.
But you
don't. Well, like that concert. Like there's a concert that Kelly and Todd want to go to.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get me and Tim to go. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
It's
but
just
I get
like,
it.
I just don't want to deal with Gillette for that.
And, but see, I feel like I know you well enough and we're close enough that you said that and I get it.
Right.
All you had to say was that. And I said, yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I already know.
Yeah.
And done.
Whereas if I had said, well, you know, we have a thing with the kids that weekend. And then we don't even have the kids that weekend.
Yep.
I would look like such a doofus.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
But I know you don't want to deal with Gillette. And that's it. That's all you got to say.
I love this. Someone texted and it's so true. No is a full sentence.
Yeah.
No. Repeat. It says repeat after me. And let's all say it. Say it out loud. It makes a difference when you say it out loud, even if you're by yourself in your car.
That's right.
No is a full sentence.
Love that.
And thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Yeah. Yep.
If you want to chime in on this, you know, anytime, text, call, email, you got a topic for us, hit us up. But don't be the lying friend.
No.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.